Good evening, Melrosians, the whole world over. I am Tom Shampoo.
I'm Sam Hammer.
And this is Let's Talk Melrose. Melrose, a show where Melrosians talk to Melrosians about Melrose. Welcome. Tuesday evening live. Here we are.
Thanks for carrying us so far. We never really talked about
That's probably a good point. Yeah, we didn't. Let's just go live and see what happens.
So thank you.
So we are again one Tom down. Tom Catalini is out of the zip code, traveling the world, doing his thing, influencing people outside of 02176. That's just who he is, right?
Yes, sharing the joy of
being Tom Catalini.
But we still wanted to have a show.
Yes.
Because nothing stops here. Things just continue to move forward in Melrose. And tonight we have my friend Annie Lynn coming on. There was some sad news out of the Winthrop School, and we just wanted to have her come on and honor the passing of one of the fifth grade teachers, Jim Yetton, which was kind of a big deal. So we'll bring her on later learn more about him. But how was your weekend? What are you up to, dude?
I had an interesting weekend. I'm sad and happy. I had one of those weekends, but not something that you have or happen very often at all. I happen to have both a wedding and a funeral in the same weekend. So it was a high joy of watching a family member get married and a beautiful ceremony and a beautiful people and two lovely families coming together. And then, of course, the sadness of grieving and mourning the loss of somebody with the family at the other end of the weekend. So it was one of those kinds of things. Whether you're celebrating or mourning, I think the realization is that being with family and friends is how you get through those things. So there was some joy to be had. I was telling the story earlier. My niece got married, my sister's daughter. So this is my mother, my sister, and then now her daughter, all three of them get married in the same wedding dress. And my dad danced with my niece at the wedding on Saturday night, and the DJ playing the song announced, this is the third time that Mr. Shampoo is dancing with somebody in this dress. He danced with his wife, his daughter, and now his granddaughter.
That is so wild. That is so wild.
It's kind of a great story, actually, yeah. Tears from everybody. It's just a sweet moment. And again, highlighting and celebrating the marriage and the wedding and the family. So it's just nice.
Yep. I did see a picture of the dress. It was a classic. I think the next generation will also be able to wear it. It was beautiful. But I did think about you guys this weekend and the roller coaster.
You sent a text and I thank you so much for that. It was very sweet. And it was an interesting weekend for sure. But glad to be together with family for that.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I saw you at two graduation parties.
Yes, that's right too. We had graduation parties, neighbors graduating. Congratulations to all the Melrose High School seniors who graduate and moving on to something next for them. So that's great news. But how else was the weekend for you?
Weekend was fine. I think so. Last night, I had to give my stump speech as I was running for co-president of the Lincoln PTO. Something that I kept at arm's length for the last four years there.
and now it's done.
I'm predicting it's uncontested. So,
So I was going to say, how big is the field, first of all? And then if the field is fewer than two, then I think you're okay. But I will say this, they can't find a better person to be a PTO leader than you, a co-leader than you, because you are a person of action. I've known you for a bunch of years. And the line between idea and execution is oftentimes that big because you just make it happen.
Yeah.
it's really impressive. It is. And it's really great. So I applaud you for stepping in and It's a moment to celebrate that you'll be contributing to the community, and that's important stuff. I think it's important. So
that's really nice. Well, it's also like shut up or put up, you know. It's my last year there. I can't say I wish we didn't do blah blah blah.
Right.
Plus it's like a great time. We have a new principal starting, new music staff. We got a lot of new things happening, and half of that school hasn't even been in the building for an entire year. So it's a great time to like rebuild that community and do some fun stuff.
That's Lincoln School.
But I'm like, I am more excited than I had imagined, because again, it was something that I like. I kept it this far.
Right.
So that's that.
But okay, well, great.
I'll keep you posted.
All righty. Well, we'll be watching.
There'll be lots of fundraising coming through the show. So.
All right. Should we move on to the news of the day? All right. Here we go. I love it. Every time.
I really like it because I miss Jen. Otherwise.
I know. Poor Jen. She's out of the zip code. Yeah. She is well out of the zip code. All right, let's start with the quick news before we get to the head-scratching news. There's a meeting this Thursday, I believe, according to a source who will be on screen in a very few minutes. According to a source close to us, the meeting is this Thursday, not last Thursday, as I had thought. It's the Melrose Street, Lynn Fells Way. And it's in front of the high school, and it's that intersection between those two. It's a bit of a mess. There's a bunch of roads that come in and a bunch of roads that go out. There's a couple of parking lots. Because it's state road, there's a plan in place to kind of revitalize and rebuild what that exchange will look like. There was an initial meeting like a year ago, last year at some point. Now there's a meeting this Thursday to continue on. I think they're going to release some ideas or some plans possibly. So there should be some visual aids to go with this to allow people to see what that exchange may look like. I've heard about ideas ranging from stoplights to a roundabout to a rotary potentially, but who knows what's going to happen. So anyway, keep tuned for that. We'll see how that goes Thursday.
I do love those rotaries, as we've talked about before. I just think they're the best. But also, I really wish I could turn left into the Whole Foods coming on south on Melrose Street, southeast, I guess.
East.
I wish I could just turn left into Whole Foods.
Why can't you?
It's do not enter. It's like exit only. And I'm sure it's because it provides much more traffic headache, but man, that would be amazing. I would love that.
Oh, well. If only we ran the world.
If only we ran the world or reported the news, which we have. We should put up our thing that says this is not news because we are like lacking some serious journalism here. Thank you. So we did, however, get some updates from our friend of the show, Finn McSweeney, No Fun Finn on Twitter, gave us a fantastic thread of last night's city council meeting.
Yeah, it was pretty fantastic. I mean, he was deeply involved in tweeting that stuff.
Yes, and if his 140 characters times 8 or whatever it is now holds true to fact, I'm going to have to rewatch that city council meeting. It sounded bananas. There was something about a relicensing of one of the main stores on Main Street, Madison Avenue, and just a lots of comments coming in and public comment and a lot of questions. So
I have to back up because I didn't know anything about this story at all. I mean, so you're right. I don't have any news to give other than just an opinion. But had you heard about this issue or had it been public in any way? Like, I don't know if people knew about this, but apparently it's a licensing question.
You know, every once in a while I get a text from folks around town saying, you know, check out
what's going on. All right. Well, anyway, the city council. Yeah. So it sounds like it was a pretty wild meeting. Strong, passionate voices in different places. I think the police chief was even there or speaking at some point. So it sounds like a very interesting story. We'll see how that plays out. There's a temporary 90-day solution in place, but it's not over. So certainly there's more to come.
And it's about the relicensing of the store.
Of the storefront, right. Yep. Right.
So, but yes, we will do our due diligence and actually watch.
If Tom Catalini was here, he would know exactly what was going on.
You know,
he would
tell us exactly. Watching the city council meeting last night instead of the show right now, which I've been good before. But then also we read, thanks to the weekly, the paper that comes to the house, the Lynfells Parkway Bridge replacement work continued today. I also got it as an email from City Hall. That's right.
Yeah, they send that stuff out there. Yep. Yeah. So they're pretty good about that.
Keep so from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day for the next 3 months, avoid.
Avoid that area, yeah.
Avoid, yes. I guess they're going to have limited traffic in and out like they did before, but it's it just sounds like a nightmare. So
it might be like one way is open, one way is closed or something, but they'll do the figure something out. But yeah, it sounds like a nightmare, especially at the end of school, that 2 o'clock, 2:30 time frame. And then, so it's June, Sam. So what does that mean?
It means my birthday was last Friday.
It means your birthday was last Friday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And it also means
it's Pride Month.
Pride Month.
And Juneteenth. So we had Linda on the show last week to talk about all the Human Rights Commission. Oh, you're so lucky. All the Human Rights
Commission. I feel it every day.
all the Human Rights Commission Pride events that they are running or partners in. So tomorrow night, June 8th, there will be a flag raising at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall on and Father's Day. Yes, of course. On the Essex Street side. And I believe you just said that Linda was talking. She'll be speaking at the event. Is that true?
She is. She'll be doing a couple of words at the event. But yes, the mayor will be there. There'll be a flag raising, a pride flag raising over City Hall. And should be a fun event. So I look forward to, I'll be there, but I look forward to seeing other friends and other folks there tomorrow night.
I will not be there out there. Lincoln's having their graduation, but I will be at the Pride event on Friday night at 5 o'clock on June 10th at the BB Estate. It's the annual Pride event, Pride night, which is always a good time. There'll be music and activities for kids and
family friendly.
Yep, totally. And then on June 23rd at the Melrose Farmers Market, there's Pride in the Park with the Human Rights Commission, EPIC, Melrose Together. So from 1 to 6, come on down. Our own Rosie Martin will be there raising money for the Okra Project. And I may have flags and stickers for folks if they make it down there. And by may, I mean absolutely. So try to come down. Juneteenth, which is it's the second year that Juneteenth is a Commonwealth holiday. It is a day off for the Commonwealth, which is outstanding.
Yeah.
So the second annual Juneteenth flag raising ceremony will be at the library on Monday, June 20th, from 11. Starting at 11 a.m. And I went to that last year. It was pretty cool. I'm so glad we did that.
Yeah, nice.
And then, sorry, you just keep going. Do you want to do the next
one? No, it's fine. Keep going.
Oh my gosh. Roll. It's like, it's, when school ends, like, everything has to just take a break. This is too much. But on June 17th, the last day of public school, there will be a Melrose summer block party on Essex and Main Street. There'll be live music. So come on down. I'm super excited about this because it's like a great way to end the year.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time. Is this the first time that we're doing this? It is. Okay. Nice.
You should come.
I might. That sounds great. My kids are out of school, but you know, that's fine.
I don't think it's not just for kids.
I know that. I'm a kid at heart. I'm happy to go down and
tricks are for kids.
All right, let's. So that wraps up the news, and so now we can invite our guest to join us. We don't have Tom's music, but that's okay. We'll have Annie join us now. There we are.
Hey, Annie.
Hi, Annie. Hey, Lynn. Thanks for being here with us tonight.
Thanks. So we do talk on the show a lot about our schools and discussions that are happening in our school committee and mascots and things. I think when I read your post on Facebook about what had happened at the Winthrop this past weekend, my heart just broke, and I thank you for coming, and I reached out to you immediately to see if you would like to come on, because I think here's some perspective on what our school communities really go through. at times like this. So my friend Annie is a parent of a fifth grader at the Winthrop School, and her kiddo is in Mr. Yetton's class. Mm-hmm. So thanks for coming.
I'm so sorry to hear that news.
Yeah, it's been a rough week. It's been a Tuesday. It feels like it's been a very long week already.
So can you tell us a little bit more about Mr. Yetton, how long he's been at the Winthrop, and what you've found out, what you've learned about him this time?
So my older kiddo has had him this year. I mean, as one in elementary school tends to only have a teacher for a year. But Mr. Yetton was a teacher at the Winthrop for 17 years. So some of the students that he taught in the first years of his tenure are in their 20s now. And a lot of his students are at the middle school, and which is, I think, why the district thought it was really important to get the word out to the entire district really quickly. And he's always been a very private person, from what I understand. I'm one of the room reps this year for his class, and you know, it's always a challenge coming up with something creative for a teacher gift, whether it's at the holidays or at the end of the school year or whatever. We've got some great creative minds this year, but it was still like, what does he like? What does he not like? You know, and tricky to do. He was a very private person, but some of the things that we have learned over the course of the year are things like the stories that our kids came home with, and the things that he really got passionate about in class. I remember probably the second day of school this year, my son came home and I was like, so what do you think of Mr. Yetton? Like, how's stuff going? And he said, he is hilarious, Mama. Like, he's so funny. He gets off track all the time, and we have to tell him to get back on track. But he would use these moments when he got carried away in conversation with the kids to start talking about something that actually was applicable to the lessons. They just didn't know it. So he's like, oh yeah, we were talking today about, you know, our assignment for a science class, and then we started talking about Mars. And before we knew it, you know, and we're like off on this long tangent, he thinks, but it was actually pretty much exactly where Mr. Yetton wanted to go. And he had a huge passion for Disney. You know, if you meet him, you would not look at him and go like, oh, that's a Disney guy. You know, he's Disney through and through. But every single year in April, he would go to Disney on vacation. And so a lot of times in the classroom, there are Disney-related equipment and prizes and stuff like that. I learned today that he was a huge Mr. Potato Head fan. And used to have a Mr. Potato Head collection in the classroom. Unfortunately, when people came back with COVID and nobody could touch anything, he had to remove his Potato Head collection from the classroom. So I don't actually know if the kids this year knew about his Potato Head passion. I just learned about that myself today. But, you know, he loved science. He would do a science after school club for the kids that my son did. And this year they designed a rover to go to another planet, and they had a payload on the rover, and then they had to design the rocket that would carry that amount of payload for the rover on the planet to be able to function. And the rockets that they designed were stomp rockets, and they had a competition within the science club to see whose stomp rocket could go further down the hallway and counting the squares. So stomp rockets was a fun thing. So he was a great guy, very private personally, but an absolutely amazing teacher. And he knew this psyche of the fifth grader in a way that I yet myself do not know.
And it sounds like he was inspiring to the kids in a way that other teachers may not be, because of his personality, because of the way that he exhibited his passion for science and for the things that really moved him.
He was a great teacher.
Yeah. So were there things that your son spoke about that you feel he'll carry with him, your son will carry with him as memories and connections that he had?
There are these projects and so forth, and just the general feel of the classroom. Another thing that he's always done, I think a lot of things that he presents or has presented in the classroom this year were tried and true projects, things that, you know, every class that's gone through his room has done for many years. Like they read Shiloh, the book, and then they had to, for their sort of book report kind of assignment, they rewrote part of the book from Shiloh's point of view.
No,
wow. Spent a that's whole amazing. Time working on this. And I mean, he actually took those projects home and had them at home because he wanted to really read them in depth, he told the kids. So, you know, there's that, and they've read a whole bunch of other books, and they do really creative projects that, you know, are not your run of the mill, write a book report that I was right. told to do when I was in the elementary school and middle school. So it's, you know, fun stuff in the classroom, and they've had a lot of good experiences with those.
So earlier you shared that there's a community board for former and current students, families, colleagues, and friends to post and share memories. I'm going to post that now. And while I do that, you know, it isn't, I think when these things happen, when there's a loss in a school community, it does reverberate beyond that school. So I remember a few years back, there was another teacher at the high school, Mr. Noon, and I had never met this man, but the outpouring of love and memories in his honor were just so impassioned and so heartfelt, and this community, our hearts were just broken. I actually just went. I found his Twitter handle. I went back and I was reading things that he had written. And it does kind of reverberate beyond the walls of the school. My heart is broken for the Renthrop. I know you only have 2 weeks left of school. Yeah. What other things do you have to support the kids that are there? I know you're a parent, so yeah. there are things the school is doing, but what other things are happening there?
Well, the school has been phenomenal. Just in brief, the news didn't get to the school until very, very late on the weekend. And they let parents of the classroom know, they let the school community, the Winthrop know, and then it, you know, it kept sort of rolling outwards. And they had a community circle towards the end of the day. They let us parents know they were going to do it. Brought in Melissa Churchill, who's the first man, was able to come. She used to be a teacher at the Winthrop. And she was the kindergarten teacher for this fifth grade class, or for some of them, my son included. Mm-hmm. And so she was able to be there in their classroom and, you know, share this. And she taught with Jim for a long time. And so they had a community circle. They had all the supports from the school psychologist was there, you know, a lot of the teachers. And the kids came out of the playground. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
They let them come out after they gave them the news, just to give a little space to process. And I was there a little bit early at pickup because I was afraid they would need me. And I will say that I saw every expression of grief imaginable on the faces of these kids. There were some kids who were instantly just sobbing, out loud sobbing. And, you know, these are 10 and 11-year-olds. In the face of their friends, they're concerned about peer pressure, they're concerned about social image and all of that. And there were kids who were just sobbing. There were kids who sort of just sat there quietly on a swing and didn't really move. There were kids walking around in groups together, giving each other hugs. There were kids who took the kickballs that the teachers brought out and were kicking them as hard as they possibly could at each other, at the walls, at the fences, everything they could do. And my kiddo climbed to the very top of the play structure and sat there and wouldn't talk to anyone for half an hour. Wouldn't come down. Wouldn't come over to the fence to see me. Wouldn't talk to the principal. Wouldn't do anything. Just shut down. So watching it was absolutely heartbreaking to see, you know, kids who were not meant to be handling this sort of thing. And for so many of the kids, you know, I've talked to the parents in this class a lot in the last couple of days, as well as throughout our 6 years at the Winthrop. And for, I would say, the bulk of these kids, this is the first real experience of grief that they've had to handle. Yeah. So the school has been fabulous. They had Tinker, the therapy dog, come in today. And that was loved. Everybody loved it, loved it, loved it. They were happy and smiling, and my son loved that moment. They've had the school supports in place all of the staff has really risen to the occasion. You know, people are popping in and covering and so forth. We have a great, I don't know that I could say long-term sub, but she's a sub who is going to finish out the year with this class. She's been a sub in the class before. They're familiar with her. She's a familiar face. And Dr. Tracy, our principal, told me that the minute he said, "Are you up for this?" she said, "Yes, I will do this."
Wow.
And the community outpouring of support has been great too. I mean, today the staff room was, you know, there were bagels and there was a stack of pizza boxes this tall, and you know, food is love, and people have been delivering that. And as we sort of wind down the year, I know that there's a lot of normalcy that we're kids have. So the school is trying to just go through the normal school day motions while still giving kids space to feel what they're feeling right now. And there were some kids like my own who were a mess at the end of the school day yesterday, and in pieces today were okay, but then later on we're not. And it just, that cycle is happening, and the school is really stepping up for it.
Yeah.
And then as like a community and as parents, we've created this Kudo board. And we hope that, you know, as the room parents right now, the room reps, we only really have reached to the current fifth graders. We don't have reached all the alums, and Mr. Yetton's been a fifth grader for a very long time. So we're hoping that parents in middle and high school and the community will see it and be able to, you know, share some memories, and we will give that to his family. We have the end of the year gift. It was supposed to be for Mr. Yetton. It will also go to his family. It's a piece of word art with words that the kids use to describe him. It's a poster. And then we also have set up through the PTO, people can give donations, which will go to a tribute of some sort. We're not a rush into whatever that is now in the next 2 weeks, but some form of appropriate tribute, whether it's, you know, a science theme for the school to use in the classroom or something to go on the school grounds, not really sure yet. But if people wish to make a donation, that can come through the PTO.
That's great. And I just posted that link. Yeah. So it's up there, but if there's anything, I mean, it sounds so moot to say, if there's anything that the rest of us can do, the community can do to support the family, your family, and
the Winthrop family.
Yeah. Let us know. This is a lot. You pulled together a lot in a day. So
we also,
thank you.
You know, we're still figuring out details, but in honor of Mr. Yetton, for the fifth graders, early next week, we plan to have a sort of, if you will, a 21 Stomp Rocket salute. We're going to get a whole bunch of Stomp Rockets and have the kids shoot them off on the playground as many times as they need, get those stomps out, and
that's a good idea.
We can get them. See how many we can get stuck on the roof of the school, maybe? send the custodian up to find them. And the team, the fifth grade team, seemed pretty enthusiastic and thought that Mr. Yetton would have loved that. So
with 2 weeks left, besides that, you have a fifth grade graduation coming up. What else is coming up for the rest of the year?
Tuesday, we have our spirit, which is a big thing at the Winthrop. I think probably a little bigger than it is at many of the other elementaries. So this class is getting, you know, the usual dressed up that they do, but also I just heard from my son that they have planned to wear tall red socks in honor of Mr. Yetton. As a class, they decided to do that on their own. I guess he loved to wear crazy socks. So they're planning on getting tall red socks for everybody in the class, and
nice.
Having everybody source their own, I think, is the current plan, because I just hopped on Amazon. So our spirit day is Friday, and then we've got Stomp Rockets and other stuff, and the moving on ceremony on Tuesday. There's a pool party, I think, next week too. It's a busy time. It's a whole lot going on.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that will help with you know, the processing and pulling together of, you know, as the fifth grade not only comes together several more times over the next 2 weeks to be together before they take off for the summer. I think is, you know, hopefully it will help. So
I think so. I think, you know, everybody's doing what they can to provide some normalcy, but also offer opportunities to mark the occasion for the kids and for the rest of the community, for the parents and the alums.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for coming on. This is, we should have you on for other things, like teaching well, us how to, teaching us how to knit or.
I do not Stomp know. Yeah, I will be an expert after next Monday. I feel like I can't speak for all that Mr. Yetton was for the community, having a student who's only had him for a year. You know, I know he meant a lot to a lot of the teachers and the staff there, and they probably have lots more stories to tell, and I hope that they'll share them on the Kudo board so that the rest of the community can see it.
But yours
I have a very small perspective.
I was going to say, but it's a very important perspective, too. And so fresh. That's, yeah, right.
And again, I think, you know, it. Our teaching staff in our schools are part of this community, regardless of where they reside at night. And they're all really important. And I think this provides immense and immediate perspective on just how invaluable they are for not only for our children, but for our families, for the school community, and then for the rest of us outside that school community. So I love our teachers and staff.
We do.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
Thank you so
appreciate
much
it
for being on the show tonight.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about him.
Yeah, sure. I'll wait, but it sounds like people are sharing stories and working through it together.
All right, great. Well, we are not going to dance it off.
We're not going to dance it off tonight.
No. Nope.
So we will say goodbye and thank you for joining us. And we look forward to seeing everyone next week. Is there anything else, Sam, you wanted to mention?
No, I was going to say see you around town. But again, we did discuss who would be doing these things. You know? So I guess we'll see you around town, Melrose. Thanks, Annie.
Bye.